Vermont's primary election is just a few days away, and today we're wrapping up our series of interviews with candidates running for governor. Today we'll hear from Bernard Peters of Irisburg, who's one of four candidates challenging incumbent Governor Phil Scott for the Republican nomination. Peters is a Vietnam War veteran and a former employee of the Department of Transportation. He ran for governor once before in 2014 as an independent. I asked Peters why he's running again.
Well, first of all, in my personal opinion, Scott did not do what he said he was going to do. And, of course, I'm quite a NRA member, and he said he was going to help the sportsmen and the gun owners. And then when the legislature passed that gun bill, I asked him in a debate before, I said, why did you sign that? He said, well, I looked it over and didn't see anything that interfered with the Second Amendment, which I disagree with, so, you know. I mean, if you're going to say something, don't back out of it and do something different.
And what was it you took issue with in the controls that were put in back in 2018? I mean, that was in response to a threat at a school at a time when school shootings were prevalent around the country. Do you understand the argument for why there were some regulations put in place, given that there was a real threat of violence in the schools?
Yes, there was, and I look at it like this. We can teach kids about safe sex and different things, and if we're going to teach them this stuff, we should teach them gun safety in school.
Well, I want to ask a little bit more about why you chose to run. The Secretary of State waived the signature gathering requirement for candidates for this primary due to the coronavirus earlier in the spring. And that means candidates did not have to submit a certain number of signatures to get on the ballot. Was that any part of the reason why you chose to run this year?
No, it's just, like I said, we're being a very high tax state. We have a lot of rules and regulations, and take people that are making minimum wage or on Social Security, they can't quite make ends meet. And what bothers me is the state keeps spending more money sometimes than it takes in. Well, there's no law against saving money. I mean, they start new programs and they fund them the first year. The second year, they may not have the finances to cover it. They should look ahead and before they do something.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about budget issues in Vermont. The state could be facing a significant budget shortfall in the new fiscal year. Would you prefer balancing the budget through cuts to government or through new revenue from taxes or other forms of revenue or a combination of those two things?
I don't think the state of Vermont can take any more taxes. I think everybody's taxed right to death. I worked for the state for 35 years, and I can tell you, I've seen so much waste, it was not even funny. And I think a little more scrutinizing on some things. I know there's a lot of places that could be done differently and save money.
I want to focus for a moment on one of the very large issues that the state has been facing in the last few months, which is the coronavirus, as well as the economic fallout from the COVID-19 shutdown. Why do you think, just given the level of crises that the state and the country are facing right now, why should Vermonters turn to a new leader right now?
Well, my motto's been on when I've been campaigning, it's time to put a working person back in Montpelier. A lot of people down there, and no disrespect to them, are lawyers and real estaters, people with money. And a real person, I grew up poor, you know, and you had to save money. And I think it's time that somebody should go back the old-fashioned way, and let's look it over before we spend it.
I guess, tell me a little bit more about why you think right now is the right time for different leadership in the state.
Well, Vermont is really not very high up on the scale for being business friendly, and we're taxed on everything now, and maybe some new ideas. See, I look at this when I hear people say, I'm working for the Republican Party or I'm working for the Democratic Party. I said, no, that's not what you're doing. When you get elected by the people, you're working for the people. That's your first priority. Your second priority is work for the betterment of Vermont. Then and down the line, if it's third or fourth, then you're working for the party. But not to begin with. This is what you're working for, is to make Vermont better.
I want to turn to a different issue that's been in the news last few months. There have been increasing calls for police reform in Vermont since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis back in May. Some activists are calling for decreasing police budgets and reallocating those funds to different social services, such as mental health care. Do you support moving funds away from police departments?
Not really, because we need the police. The crime rate is always going up. Vermont's having a problem with drugs. They're not just dropping out of the sky. Somebody's transporting them from wherever. And we need enough police department to stop them and put them people in jail. And then what are you going to do if you defund the police, you don't have them, and somebody decides to break into your home and decide to rape your wife or whatever?
But the proposal,
who are you going to call?
Mm-hmm. The proposal isn't necessarily to get rid of police entirely, but to move some of the responses that police now have to take care of, like mental health calls, to other social services, other professionals.
Well, I still think it has, the way it is now, there's been a shooting with people that have gone to work with the Department of Families and stuff, and if they're going to go to an issue that's been called, you should almost be certain to have a police officer with you, because some of these situations can turn bad in a hurry.
Just finally, before I let you go, you're running in the Republican primary. Do you support President Trump?
I'm going to put it blankly. It's been a long time since we've had a president with a set of nuts that would back up what he said. He's not always right on everything. Nobody is going to be right on everything.
So do you plan to vote for him in November?
Yes, I do.